Progress Test, Unit 2.
As an investigative journalist, I know that digging around for a good story is a risky business. Not only can it put you in physical danger, but also affect you mentally. And if, for example, you hang out incognito with people like criminals, you can have ethical problems too. Seldom have journalists been in such difficult situations as the people I'm going to mention tonight. The first of these is Madeleine Zabritsky-Doty, a social activist and writer who went undercover for a week in a women's prison in 1913. Of course, nobody would have believed she was a prisoner if she'd had any special treatment, so only senior staff knew her identity. To most prisoners and guardians at the New York State Prison for Women, she was Maggie Martin, prisoner number 933. Doty was worried about going incognito in prison, but also determined to do it. She thought that provided she didn't make any enemies inside, she would be fairly safe. As one of them, she could talk to other prisoners and learn about their lives. The book which Doty later wrote highlighted the gruesome reality of early 20th century prisons. She described the hard prison labour, the rotten food, and the rats that shared prisoners' cells. In the early 1900s, most people viewed criminals as people who were naturally evil. People felt that as long as they lived, they would be a danger to society and should be locked away and not given a second chance. But no sooner had Doty entered prison than she began to see the other side of these people and sympathise with them. Through her writing, she gave faces to these women and told their stories, which usually involved poverty, abuse, and bad luck. After just 5 days in that chilling prison, Doty felt that she was going mad and decided to end the experiment. But the revelations in her book helped a lot of people to feel more sympathy for prisoners. It strengthened the campaign for prison reform that eventually changed the way prisons were run. After her experience in prison, Doty went on to write for newspapers in New York, going behind the battle lines in Germany during the First World War. She was certainly a courageous individual, and so is the next person I want to talk about, a Spanish journalist who calls himself Antonio Salas, although few people know his real name. Had a major terrorist attack not taken place in Madrid in 2004, Salas would never have gone undercover in a terrorist organisation. But so affected was Salas by the attack that he decided to find out what really goes on inside the minds of terrorists. He would certainly have been discovered and killed if he hadn't spent a lot of time creating a false life for himself. He claimed to be a Venezuelan radical whose grandparents were Palestinian. He travelled internationally doing research and taking photos so he could back up his story in case people interrogated him. Later, Salas got involved in radical groups by writing fake articles advocating violent action. So successful was his cover that when he moved to Venezuela, a haven for international terrorists at the time, he soon became acquainted with militants living there. He rubbed shoulders with people from several violent religious and political groups, and was given weapons and explosives training at a terrorist camp. He was even accepted by the family of infamous Venezuelan terrorist Carlos the Jackal, who used Salas to update his website. From the prison in France where he is held for multiple murders, Carlos occasionally phoned Salas. Not for one moment did Carlos suspect his new accomplice. In the end, Salas went into hiding and began to write about his experiences, which led to non-fiction books, documentaries, and a film. He hopes that his work will help young people to avoid radical groups and a bleak future leading to imprisonment or death. After all, half a dozen people whom Salas met undercover are now dead.